Iraq liberates Fallujah from ISIS, and now the hard part begins. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll talk to a ministry about the concerns and prayer needs involved in rebuilding. And emojis are everywhere, but they're not necessarily the right tools for communicating important messages. In the next couple of minutes, we'll share a few of the Great Commission stories like these behind the headlines. Major victory declared in Iraq as the Iraqi forces have officially reclaimed the city of Fallujah from ISIS fighters. The city was occupied by the Muslim extremists for 2.5 years, and 85,000 refugees had fled the city. And now that it's been taken back, citizens still can't go home. Floyd Brobel with Voice of Martyrs Canada explains.
There's disease and dead bodies on the streets and decay, so it's not a safe place to go back to, not only because of maybe the structural issues, but it's just also the devastation on the ground.
Many refugees feel like there's nothing left to go home to anyway. While Christian refugees seek safety in other countries, Voice of the Martyrs Canada wants to help those who will stay and witness God's love to their broken communities.
We've seen that if the Christian community leaves in the Middle East, then it's an even more hopeless situation. And so there needs to be, you know, a strong Christian presence that remains. And we see our role then is to come alongside and strengthen what remains.
One way to do that is by signing up for the Persecution Prayer Alerts with the Voice of Martyrs Canada. We'll connect you through a link at our website.
Prayer still is the number one request of persecuted Christians. And so we take that seriously and promote prayer frequently in our work.
Not too long ago, a new and unique emoji Bible app was released. And since then, some people have called this app an illegitimate source for God's word. Carl Muller with Biblica says,
sometimes in our desire to be relevant, we miss the fact that God has chosen to give us his salvation message and his life message in the form of words. And that's why Bible translation is such an important work. It's a very important task that we get that right. And emojis, for all their, you know, curious and fun connotations, don't convey the specificity that's necessary in making the Bible come alive and its message transcend our daily reality.
So while the emoji Bible may be fun and can definitely be used as a tool to introduce people to the gospel, it is becoming clear it's not the sustainable word of God. Keep listening to find out where you can learn more from Biblica on this new app. And finally, being pro-life is about more than one issue. It's really about transformation. MNN's Chris Lemke explains what's happening in Russia in this story.
If two or three agree together, according to God's will, we change in history.
Those are the words of Larisa Ploskunis, Life International's Regional Director of Eastern Europe. What's being changed is the course of a nation without God and without hope.
There are several groups of believers in Moscow at this time that are praying for life-giving message and for the changing of the mindset towards life.
Not just eternal life, but the sanctity of human life as well. Life International provides resources and training to aid Russian pastors, church leaders, and other believers involved in this task. And as huge of a task as it might seem,
it is not. Because as we think about the kingdom of God, it's like a small seed. And when it grows, it will become bigger than any plant.
Of her fellow believers in Russia, Ploskunis adds,
they have courage to believe and to dream for the change in their communities. And as we work through the years, it is happening. So it's a joy to see and to love my brothers and sisters from different nations.
Learn more on how you can help when you visit lifeinternational.com or missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up the representative nations in prayer together. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.